Blog Talk Radio.
Let's see. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Oh, I think my mic had been off all that time. I was just talking. Could you hear anything?
No, I was sitting here waiting.
Oh my goodness. You know what? Well, I probably have to start all over because for some reason I happened to look down and see my mic off. And because I had brought you in. Well, anyway, shalom, shalom, everyone. Oh, my goodness. They'll fix that, though, because they don't like dead air. Shalom and Boker Tov, and welcome to the Set Apart Live Morning Show. I'm Ema Hoover, your host, and we also have our guest host with us this morning. We have Hannah Batya, a.k.a. Robbie, so you'll hear me go back and forth. She'll call me Cheryl sometimes, so if you hear that, know that's who we are. Just a pleasure to be back with you guys this morning. I always look forward to being able to come back and talk to everyone in the morning, so hoping everybody is doing well out there. And I was talking about this morning, I got up and it was cold. You know, I was feeling cold, and it's only 49 degrees here in so-called sunny Los Angeles. So I know if it's that cold here, then other people are freezing. And I know they're having are they still having that cold, you know, spell up in the East Coast, the north, up north? Do you know?
I think so, but we got our own. It was 21 degrees here last night. We've got ice on the ground.
Oh, yeah.
Here in beautiful Texas.
Yeah, that's like I'm complaining because it's 49 degrees, and I know they are having a hard time up there anyway. And anyway, I was asking too, you know, just talking, no mic. I was asking, are any of the ladies or anyone out there going to fix their own? You know, we're getting ready. We're coming into our new year, and the first Mordim, the first, you know, the first holy day, and has in the well, set apart day, Kodesh day. And is anybody out there going to be fixing their own unleavened bread, or are they buying that stuff in the box? I call it cardboard crackers. Are you going to be making your own? And if you're going to be making your own, if you got recipes, go to our page, our Facebook page, Set Apart Life Morning Show, and tell us what you're going to be doing. Give us a recipe. Share your recipe for all the ladies out there. There may be some new sisters who have never, ever. This will be their first Pesach. I know a couple that this will be their first Pesach. And it would be just nice if some of you sisters out there could share some of your recipes. Okay, so now that our co-host came on in, so how you doing this morning?
I am doing wonderfully well. Just like I said, it's cold. I've been in the house for 2 days because of ice. We can't move around. But I'm doing well.
Good, good. It's always a pleasure to have you come on with me. I look forward to these days. You know, so.
It's been a couple weeks.
Yeah. I'm telling you, you know, a lot of people, I know, were you one of them that had a doctor's appointment, or that people went to doctors and dentists and
yes.
Eye doctors? I'm like, yeah.
Yes, I had too. It's that time of the year, though. You know,
yeah.
They make us go the first of the year for physicals and all that stuff. I had to go take care of all that stuff. It's all done now, though.
Because I know quite a few people are, you know, doing the same thing. But like I forgot about the first part of the year thing, though, yeah, which is kind of true. Uh-huh. So what else is going on in Texas? What's going on? Anything going on in Texas, in the great state of Texas?
I guess there's a lot of stuff going on, but I'm not really a part of it. I feel like I'm inside my own bubble in within the state of Texas, but I had a couple of things I want to throw out, and I don't really know that I'm giving any information. I'm looking for information right now. And you mentioned Pesach. We have been keeping Pesach for several years now, and to be very honest, we've been using kind of tailoring our guidelines but based upon the other group.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
This will be the first year that we're looking toward doing something that is more in line with Yah's scriptures, and it's been kind of difficult to get information, or if there is any information out there, other than what we know is in scripture. I know that's always there. You have any...
You know, now that you mention that, because I know what you talk about, there are a lot of people doing that this year. For you, those of you who don't know what we're talking about based in the year, the new year, on the equinox. Because more and more people are saying that particular calendar, some people call it Enoch, the more correct term for it would be the Zadokian. Well, the Enoch is good, but the Zadokian is even better because that is the calendar that the Zadokian priesthood kept that were in the temple. So what people are doing this year, a lot of groups, a lot of individuals are going to be, well, I know I'm going to be setting a sundial in my yard, and I'm going to watch for the equinox, and then that's how you set your year, because the day you set the equinox, and then the day after is the first day of the year, of the new year. So that's what we're going to be doing this year, this coming new year. And if you have any questions about that, feel free to ask. You know, nobody knows a whole lot. We're just learning all this. There are more people who are more knowledgeable. And there is a group in Facebook, if you really want to find out, it's called the Ancient Calendar of Enoch. You know, you can go join the group. They have all kind of information in there. They have calendars and stuff in there. And, like, everybody, you know, they're saying, okay, the equinox starts on a particular day. I think everybody's saying it starts on the 20th this year. But I still want to put my sundial out there and watch for it myself. That's something that I said I was going to do, and that's what I want to do. So I will be starting doing that the morning of the 17th, because usually that's basically when people start looking for the equinox, they usually start there, because that would be the first day that you look for, starting with the 17th on up. So yeah, but yeah, I'm excited because when you think you're the only one doing something, you really don't say too much about anything because people are so critical about why you want to be doing that. I really don't care what other people think, but it's the little ones or the new ones that are coming in and want to find out. So you really don't say nothing to keep them from getting discouraged. But, yeah, I am right. Excited.
The other thing, though, I have been studying the calendar, I think I shared with you. But more than the calendar, but there's still – different viewpoints about the date and all, because I don't want to get into, as you say, confusion for people who are new to this. But I'm really concerned about, to be very honest, we have been following a Messianic Haggadah for our Seder. And we had been tailoring it each year. As we've learned more, we've changed it. To make it more in line with Scripture. But I'm still not comfortable with what we used last year, and I'm looking for trying to find something that is more in line with Scripture. That's how you put it.
Yeah, I know Shannon and David had one last year. It's a reading, but it's not like a Seder, per se, like they use. But they still do a reading. They go through scriptures. So, maybe you can get with her and ask her because, yeah, they had a good one. I have one that I had years ago. I just got to find where it is because since last year, I have a new hard drive in my computer and a lot of things that I had I didn't have. But I think I got that because I emailed it to somebody, so it's still in my. I still got all my sent mail. I never get rid of my sent mail, so I'll just go through all my sent mail. And David and Shannon had a good one, and the one I had a good because I took out all that. I'll say all the Jewish stuff.
Right, and that's just, and we have over the last few years, we have done that. We've taken out. Each year we've taken out something, and this was the one that we used was a Messianic one, but there was still a lot of the Jewish stuff in there, and we removed stuff as we fell along. And this year, with where we are and what we're learning, I want to get rid of everything, and I want to do it right as we possibly can.
Yeah. And again, too, a lot of people are feeling the same way. It's just something in the air because people, I think this Gregorian year that just went by, a lot of people have found out the truth about the people in the land, who they really are, and they happen to deal with that.
Right.
And so when they find out, like, snap, we need to redo this. So,
yeah.
And all this time that they had you know, people have been following, and, you know, well, this is the way they do it, and come to find out, they really ain't supposed to be there doing it. So, anyway, right here, we're going to take a first break, and we will see you guys on the other side of the break.
Galatians 3:16 reads, "Now to Abraham and his seed were the promises made. He does not say, and to seeds, as of many, but as of one, and to your seed, who is Messiah. And this I say, that the Torah, which was given 430 years later, cannot annul the covenant that was confirmed before by Yahuwah, that it should make the promise of no effect." Paul is simply saying that in all of mankind since Adam, only one person has qualified to receive the inheritance of all the promises that were made to Abraham, Yeshua the Messiah. He is that seed, because only Yeshua was found to be perfect, because he met every condition of the covenant. So he then became the inheritor of eternal life. And this is why the grave could not legally hold him. This shows the importance of keeping the Torah, and why Yeshua said that not one jot or tittle of the Torah would pass away until all is fulfilled in Matthew 5:18. Galatians 3:29 states, "If you belong to Messiah, then you are Abraham's seed and joint heirs according to the promise." Paul continues to explain that the Abrahamic covenant promises cannot be annulled through the Torah, for Torah simply defines what sin is for all eternity, and no covenant made with man will ever do away with Father's Torah. If you do away with Father's Torah, you do away with him, for he lives according to his Torah, which describes him, and according to Jeremiah 1:12, he watches over his word to perform it. Even the Mosaic covenant principles in Torah regarding sacrifices are still significant under the new covenant, because our bodies become the reasonable sacrifice, according to Romans 12. Yeshua requires our fleshly nature to be sacrificed so that he can write his Torah on our heart, so that we will not sin, for sin is the transgression of the Torah. Paul states in Colossians 3:5, "to put to death the lust of our earthly nature," and Torah is our instructions on how to do just that and become set apart and return to Father. I'm Bill Sanford with the Torah Thought for the day.
Shalom, Yisrael. I would like to introduce you to HebrewMarketplace.com, a business directory for Hebrew Israelites across the globe. This is a platform for us to find and support each other in our endeavors. If you have a product or a service that you offer that you would like to present to your Hebrew family, I invite you to get listed at HebrewMarketplace.com. You can post your business information, pictures, and a video link in your listing. There's also a space to post your events here for free. Come by and visit the site often to see new listings and support our brothers and sisters in their endeavors. And remember to share this site and the listings that you find here with others. Shalom, Mishpacha.
Morning to you, man. Morning to your love. Hey. I say, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, the sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
The black oasis, ancient Africa, the sacred awaken, the sleeping giant. Science, art is your creation. I dreamt that we could visit old Kemet. Your history is too complex and rigid for some Western critics. They want the whole subject diminished, but Africa's the origin of all the world's religions. We praise bridges that carried us over the battlefronts of Sudanic soldiers, the task put before us.
You hear me out? Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. But what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, now. Well, Africa must wake up, sleeping sons of Jacob. For what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today?
Who are we today? The slums, diseases, AIDS. We need that all to fade. We cannot be afraid. So who are we today? We are the morning after, the makeshift youth, the slave ship captured. Our diaspora is the final chapter. The ancestral lineage built pyramids. America's first immigrant, the king's son and daughters from now waters. The first architect, the first philosophers, astronomers, the first prophets and the doctors was us.
Hey, now can we all pray, each in his own way, teaching and learning. We can work it out. We love a warm bed. We love some warm bread and shelter from the storm jet. And we can work it out. Mother Nature feeds all in famine and drought. Tell those selfish in ways not to share us out. What's the tree without root? Lion without tooth? The lie without truth? You hear me out. Africa must wake up. You see sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may a better day come. This the day we working. Can you tell me, young ones, who are we today? Yeah, Lord. Well, Africa must wake up. You sleeping sons of Jacob, but what tomorrow may bring, may some more love come. This the day we working. I tell you, young blood, this world is yours today.
Daddy, oh, daddy, why you never just eat it?
All right, we're back from our break, and that song is Africa Must Wake Up by Nas and Damian Marley. I just want to say something about that song, and they talk about Africa, you know, and we're learning that, yes, a lot of us came to America by way of Africa, but we didn't, our beginnings weren't there. Our beginnings weren't there, and what's so awesome about this whole thing about, you know, people, black people around the world saying that they're Hebrew Israelites. Well, now it can be proven by DNA, and I'm thinking that's an awesome thing to do. So, if you're one who wants to find out who you are and where your DNA originated from, go ahead. And how you read your DNA is not where the country they say you are, it's by your Y haplotype. Your haplotype is what tells you who you really are. And I think that's awesome right there. Okay. Are you there, Robbie?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
You mentioned the haplotype. I'm trying to find out some more about that myself for mine. I did have my DNA done. But it's the one that gives you the countries.
Oh, they didn't give you your haplotype?
I have to go back and go look through what they gave me because there's so much information. I did it through Ancestry.com.
Uh-huh.
That was the only one I knew about at the time.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's probably on there. It's just that you have to find where it is. See, they... Yeah, but see, they don't see that, and that's the trick. That's the trick. They don't tell you that. They don't, mm-hmm. You know, oh, this is where you're from, and this is where you're from, but it's your haplotype that tells you who you really are. And
yeah,
I am so glad to find out about that myself. You know, I haven't taken one yet. You know, as soon as I scrape up the change to be able to do it, I will. Yeah, so. Yeah, it's exciting, and it's for some people coming on being honest about it, because a lot of those companies have been dishonest about a lot of their information.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have someone on now that's really studying this thing out and finding out that there are people, you know, companies out there who are dishonest. So. Yeah, and I'm excited. Like I said, as soon as I'm able to get mine done, I'm going to have mine done as well.
You know, but even at that, the one I got gave me the country. But if you study the history of the dispersion, you can see where, it might not give you exact information, but it will give you the countries, the areas, the regions where the Israelites went into.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, now like
yeah,
yours, what was your main country? Your main
my main country was Mali.
Okay.
Mali, and then the Cameroons, and they're all right in that Western Africa.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
yeah, it's all in that area. So I know that whether they say that that's who I am or not, if I came from that area.
Yeah, that, then you're, okay,
know,
like how they put it, you're in that, what they call it, the haplotype and the sub numbers that fall in with the rest of them. Yeah, because so that is that.
Here it is. I'm looking for my paperwork. I always keep it right here by my computer.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. My main group was Mali, the Cameroon, and Benin Togo, the primary three. And then there's some Nigerian and African coast. Ivory Coast.
Oh, okay. There you go.
You know, even at that, even though when I did this, I didn't know about the haplogroups, but it was such a wonderful thing to get even what I got, because it gave me some semblance of roots that I had never experienced before. And I didn't think it would mean that much to me until I got it. And I was just praising y'all with what I did get, because finally I know something about who I am. And it really does make a difference.
Yeah. Okay, for those of you who want to know more information about, we're talking about your DNA and, you know, the haplotype, if you go to YouTube, there's a brother on there, and his name is Dr. Yoshua Ben Ephraim, and he gives what's called the complete history of the E1B1A haplotype, you know, and it says, the E1B1A reveals it is founding lineage for ancient Hebrew Israelite nation. And he did the first one, how I found the first one I watched is called The Bible Identifies Negroes. No, not that's not it. Okay. It talks about the, you know, when you see the, it's the 12 tribes chart genetically flawed. You know, when the black Hebrew Israelites on the corners preaching and talk about this one is that tribe and that tribe, well, he breaks it down and tells you, no, that's not true, you know. So, yeah, go in there to and watch. Number one, start with, is the 12 tribes chart genetically flawed? What I'm going to do, I'm going to link these two in the Set Apart Life Morning Show a Facebook page. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to link them in there. So if you want to watch them, you can go in there and watch them. But he gives some awesome scientific information. He doesn't give his opinions. He gives you straight scientific information. And what was so amazing about that, how when he was talking about the Limba in South yes. Africa, the Limba people, and how they tried to hide, you know, after they did the DNA, they tried to say, oh, they're J's. And like he said, no, I don't think they are. They're probably the E1, B1A as well. But, you know, it took them a minute before he could get it. But then somebody's actually sent him their result.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that something? Somebody who had was linked with them some kind of way sent him the result. So they are the E1 B1A type haplotype. So yeah, that was good to know. Anyway, now I wanted to ask, we have a guest in the room, guest 360. I've seen this person in here before. Are you someone that I personally know? If so, type yay or nay. Type yes or no. And then give us your opinion on everything we're talking about. Because you don't have to just sit in the chat room. You can participate. You know, you're welcome to participate. I don't think they're going to say anything. A lot of times they won't. People will call in and sit in the queue, too, just to listen to the show. Yeah. Anyway, was there something else you were going to say? I think I interrupted you.
No, I was just about to say something about that same YouTube. One of them, I only watched a portion of it. I got interrupted. I have to go back and finish it. But that was the best information that I have heard on genetics. Also, I watched the other one. I watched one on the Limbus a while ago. It was interesting. At that time, I did not know certain things, and it was interesting to watch how the people tried to twist the fact that they had to have been descendants somehow of the people in the land. And I went, even then I knew better, but I didn't have the scientific background to say no. You got all this thing in reverse. That
But now we have someone who's done the work and is calling anybody out there who can refute it to try to do it. Because I mean, did you watch the one about the chart or the 3-hour one about the actual DNA?
No, that's the one I got interrupted on. I have to go back and watch the last half of that one.
Yeah, because that one, I mean, he goes into some detail.
He goes into
a lot of detail.
Every week, I know it's not just me, we're all getting more and more and more and more information, and it's like, this past week, I think I hit overload, and I said, okay, I've got to step away for a couple of days and start to digest and put all of this information in some kind of orderly manner so I can really deal with it. Because I believe that what I'm getting is true, but when you get so much, and I'm all over the place this morning. But, I was sharing with the Sunday group that I do with newcomers about that, how you'll get to a point where you get so much information that you have to kind of like, okay, let me slow up and look at all of this and see how it fits with what I used to think and what I now know is the truth, so I can assimilate it and use it. Because that's kind of where I've been this week. I've been just like, I was inundated with so much stuff. And see, I will watch and read and watch and read and watch and read and never stop and take the time to stop. So that's kind of where I am right now.
Yeah, because you do have to take the time and stop and digest what you learned. Because that's like eating. You can't keep pushing food in your mouth. You got to chew up what you got in your mouth first before you can put some more in there. So, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I know a lot of people finding out, a lot of information, like you said, in droves. You know, wow, is this who I really am? And that's why I think it's so important first of all, when you hear someone, you know, you hear that, you know, because a lot of us, I was one of those too, like, because of how I first heard it, didn't want no parts of it. Talk about some crazy people don't know what they're talking about because of the rhetoric, you know. But then, like I said, once you get past all the rhetoric and you can actually hear, and then you can start researching. And then when you see other people admitting who look, y'all been lied to, you know, I'm a white person and I'm going to tell you who you are. You've been lied to all your life. And when other people start telling you that, it's like, right. And when it's more than one, it's a whole group of them. Then you got those even in the over there in Israel telling you, look, you know, y'all need to wake up to who you really are.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful feeling. I thought this year, you know, being that February is so-called Black History Month, and I think that somebody sent me something and I shared it on Facebook about, I can't remember because I've been putting up so much stuff. I was saying that all history is Black history. And for the very first time, because usually I'm one of those people, I kind of shy away from some of the so-called Black history stuff that we have to go through every year, you know, all the history. And I always want to talk about just about slavery and the civil rights struggle in this country, which is all good stuff to know because I live here and I've lived through a lot of what they're talking about. But for the very first time this year, we have been, I have, you said, have been exposed to true black history in a way that
yes.
I've never been exposed before.
Yes,
and
you
it,
know.
And it makes a difference because you realize that this is not, as we say, it's not black history, it's world history, it's everybody's history. And the enemy has been trying to make us think that our history was something set apart from everybody else's, and it wasn't important, but our history affects everybody because it is the universal history.
Right, that's so true. That is so, so true. And, you know, not only that, I learned about some people that I had never really heard about. You know, all the years they had, first, you know, years ago they had the Black History Week. Then it turned into a month. I learned about black folk, you know, now that I'm proud, we can take that term back, the Negro, who is actually the Hebrew Israelite.
Mm-hmm.
You learn about who, you know, people that I have never heard of before. It's like, wow. So I had to go back and research these people. Like, well, how come I didn't know about this person before? You know, I'm a person who likes history and didn't know
mm-hmm.
some of the individuals, you know, that people are now, were now bringing forth. It's like, wow. So a lot of information is coming up. A lot of we're just learning so much. People's eyes are being opened. You know, now they're proud. You know, like, wow, I'm excited. You know, because they have you thinking that your history started with slavery,
mm-hmm.
coming over this land on slave ships, coming from Africa, not knowing if we go further than that. You know, so yeah, it's exciting. It's really exciting, and
I'm so
glad to be one of those. Waking up, taking time to say, wait a minute, let me take a look at this. You know, let me really take a look at that, because I still could have been floating around there with like a lot of people. Like a good friend of mine who is kind of, haven't seen it yet, I sent him both of those videos about the DNA. And so I told him, sit back and watch it. You might have to watch the long one in two parts, but watch it and then give me your opinion on it. Because now, I asked the question. I don't know if you've been on, because we did set up a new group, and it's called Scattered Through the Nations, and not everybody can be in that group. Yeah.
I've seen it.
And so.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, I've seen it, and I read a few of the posts, but that was kind of like where I hit that place where I had to just stop, because I was getting stuff from so many different places at the same time, and I'm not one that does real well with texting stuff in a long, and I just kind of, okay, let me read, but then I'll respond to all of this at another time, because I
just,
you know, but that's a great vehicle, believe me. I really have enjoyed what I've read, and it's been very enlightening,
mm-hmm.
so.
Right. Yeah, because people who are finding out, and like I said, you have those out there who haven't gotten it yet, and then when you say things or you even post something, people, well, why are you, you know? And so this is somewhere where people who are learning, who are new, who are babes, and coming in, you know, first they're learning about Torah, now they're learning about who they really are, and they need an avenue where they can express themselves without getting slapped down. So, you know,
exactly.
They can come in and vent, because it's bad enough when you come in and you find out about Torah, you're already angry because you was lied to. Well, why didn't they tell me this before? You know, then when you come in and you find out you are part of the people, the chosen people, is like, what? You mean to tell me? Why are they over there? And then, you know, so you got somewhere to come and vent without,
right.
That's the whole,
This past week, as I was preparing for my lesson on Sunday, I have outlines of teachings that I've done for like last 5 years or more. And I pulled out an old teaching, an old outline, And it was just on the Book of Bereshit. And it was something I did in the initial group that I was teaching in. And as I was sitting there reading it to get ready to use it again, it was amazing how I could see how Yah has brought me from where I was then to where I am now. And the things that I had to rework and take out and add in new stuff. And I went, wow, it's just amazing how much we all really need to know. And then you try to figure out how much of this do I give to somebody who's a babe? I had gotten all this stuff in the beginning. I don't know if I would have been able to stay around. So it's that balance you have to get to. But I'm just so grateful. I was just sitting there thinking, Father, just thank you so much for where you brought me from.
Yeah. It's really something. But I'm so glad somebody kind of pulled my coattail, you know, on my back wall on Facebook. They said, well, have you ever really stopped and took a look at this? So I had to, you know, kind of go research and take a look. And, yeah, so I did. Okay, mm-hmm. Well, right here, we are going to take another quick break, and then we'll be right back.
There is really very little difference in a false witness and a traitor. Both portray lies and act deceitfully among the brethren. And yet there are those who do both unknowingly, because they themselves are deceived about what is truth. The word traitor in Greek means to give in to your enemy's hands and surrender. And in Hebrew, the word traitor simply means to be unfaithful. The greatest traitor was Judas, who betrayed Yeshua with a kiss the night he was taken into custody. And yet we can only surmise from the actions Judas took the next day by hanging himself that not only was he extremely remorseful, but he may have thought what he was doing was righteous, because he apparently wanted to force Yeshua to use his divine power to become king and somehow lead the cause to defeat Rome. Whatever his reasoning, he was deceived. Which leads me to ask the question, how many believers today are deceived about the practice of man-made doctrines that have the appearance of righteousness and faithfulness on the surface, but are actually promoting lies and deceit among the brethren, and have departed from the one true faith handed to us by the apostles to guard and protect? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 13:5, examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. How many believers have actually surrendered their faith and are now acting unfaithful by practicing the counterfeit substitution that the apostate church has demanded we observe if we wish to remain faithful according to their definition of faithfulness? To practice a lie and to believe it as truth is the definition of being deceived, and whether knowingly or unknowingly, the end result is unfaithfulness. And this is exactly what the practice of Christmas, Easter, and Sunday as Sabbath is. And those who practice such are actually not only traitors to the one true faith, but they are bowing their knee in submission to the whore of Babylon and condoning falsehood to rule their spiritual lives, and are rejecting Father's Torah. I'm Bill Sanford with the Torah Thought for the day.
When Yahshua was in Mitzrayim's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard that they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Masha, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh, to let my people go. Oh, let us all from bondage flee. Let my people go. And let us soul in Mashiach be free. Let my people go. Go down, Mashiach, way down in Mitzrayim's land. Hello, Pharaoh to let my people go. You need not always weep and mourn. Let my people go and wear those slavery chains for long. Let my people go. Go down my shaft, way down in Mithraim's land, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Your foe shall not before you stand. Let my people go. You shall possess fair Canaan's land, and let my people go. Go down my shaft, way down in Mithraim's land, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go. Go down my shaft, way down in Mithraim's land, and tell old Pharaoh to let my people go, so that we may worship him. So that we may worship him, worship Yahuwah. So that we may worship him, so that we may worship him, worship Yahuwah.
Prophecy, yeah, to the Jew first. Everybody ain't gonna get it, so that truth heard. Breaking down all lies and religion first. See, I thirst prophecy, and yo, I fit the curse. Look at the news, it's real, man, it's getting worse. Jacob trouble is real, head hard as steel. Broad is the way that leads you off to hell, yeah.
Lost 12 tribes of Israel.
All right, we're back from our break, and let's see. That was the 12 Lost Tribes of Israel, and the song before that was Let My People Go by Hadara Baya. and it's, you know, sometimes I just get speechless. And that's a strange thing for me when you just, because you learn so much and you just get so full with the information that you learn. But with that, a lot of, you know, I notice a lot of people when they learn that, they get prideful. But see, what people don't understand with this information, okay, with the word of Yah, with the Torah, okay, Torah is written on the same format as a, it is an ancient Eastern document, I call it a Northeastern African document, okay?
Yes.
That's how it's written. Okay, and everything in there, it follows the way they used to write things in ancient ways. Okay, so, you know, I'm telling my people, when you learn who you are, don't get prideful and bigoty. Because I'm going to tell you something. According to the ancient way they used to do things, the adopted child has preeminence over the bloodborn, the bloodline child. That's the way it is. So don't get, when we learn this, I'm just telling y'all, don't get prideful and say who is and who is not. Because your adopted brothers and sisters got preeminence over you. You know, and that's something that, and that's scripture.
Yep.
You know, that's in scripture.
Go back to Romans 11.
Yeah, that is scripture. So be proud of who you are, but don't be telling nobody else who they're not and what they are, can and cannot do, because they have more rights than you do. Because, see, you can get kicked out of the kingdom, but see, you can lose your inheritance. Now, I ain't talking about salvation, okay? I'm not talking about your salvation. I'm talking about your inheritance. But an adopted child can never, ever lose their inheritance. So just, you know, chew on that for a while. You know, and I want to tell people that so they won't be, yeah, this is who we are and yada, yada, yada. That's all good. It's nice to know who you are, but don't, you know, get all crazy with it. You know, just thank the Most High and say, yes, now I have an identity. You know, and it's still our job to go out there and tell the people about the Most High and His kingdom. We still have to bring people into the kingdom. We can't sit there and say, oh, you can't be a Hebrew Israelite. Yeah, but they're welcome to come into the kingdom, you know, and that's the most important thing, you know. Now that you know who you are, it is your job to bring in the nations, okay, whether they are the lost Ephraimites or they're just out in the nations, the other part of the nations. So what do you think about all that, Robbie?
You hit on something that I have spent a lot of time talking about recently, because what has happened, people who have come to this knowledge, they're making the same mistake that our forefathers made. They're repeating it. Because the mandate was we were supposed to be the model for the rest of the nation. We were supposed to be those that taught the rest of the nation. And just because we are now learning who we are, we can't fall into that again and not teach it. Our job is not about being prideful and being puffed up and saying, well, now I know who I am, so. There, with that knowledge comes a great responsibility.
Responsibility, exactly. Yeah, and that's something that, you know, I think I need to post that too, you know, let people, hey, yes, it's nice to know who we are, but now it's not the time to get puffed up and prideful, because, you know, our adopted brothers, sisters have the preeminence over, you know, they can never, you know, the father can disinherit you. You won't lose your salvation, but you can lose your inheritance and get kicked out of the land just like we did before, so to speak. So, yeah, it's something that, you know, we really need to, you know, take heed of. Don't be prideful. Just do what you're supposed to do. Yeah. So, it's
One of the things, too, along that line is that though most of us, the majority of us, came out of Christianity. And we have this, whether we want to admit it or not, we still have a lot of that indoctrination within us.
Yes.
And we want to do one of two things. Either we want to get out there and evangelize the whole world by trying to sell a product, because that's what Christianity does. They want to sell a product. Or we want to think that we're so good that we're above everybody else. And I don't care how good a Christian you were, and that's an oxymoron anyway, but you still have some of that stuff within you. Because if you've been,
right,
like me, I've been a Christian for many, many, many years, and you've heard this stuff and you are totally indoctrinated. So not only as we learn more, it's like when we originally came into Torah, like you say, we found out we were being told all these lies. We also have to work on our own mindset and ask the Ruach, the Holy Spirit, to remove that stuff that's still lingering within us, because it's there, and it comes out in strange ways sometimes. So
yeah,
that's something that we all have to, because I know I deal with it. I know sometimes I'll go say something like, no, that doesn't sound like that jives with Torah. Let me go back and think about that again before I pass that on to somebody else. So it's a constant process.
And but yeah, like I said though, we need to do our job. You know, go out. We have to bring the nations in. Don't do it in a prideful way, because there's a whole lot of people that's on them street corners, cussing out people and saying things to people. When the time comes, they're not gonna be there because they're trying to exclude other people. Like
exactly.
On a YouTube video, I heard this guy tell this person, "Well, this ain't for you. This ain't for you." Well, you know, I'm child challenged them. You need to prove who you are. Now that I know, you know.
Right.
You standing out there telling other folk who they ain't and who they're not, and that's not the kingdom, not for them. Well, prove who you really are now. You know, so
right.
Hey, you know, the Father has a way of shutting people down. You get too prideful, you get too bigoty, you get beside yourself. Yeah, he'll shut you down. Go ahead.
It's one of those things. I think you mentioned it on your YouTube channel. But one of the things we have to realize, those people on those corners and those who say you can't be because you're not, we look at how the whitening of our nation has been taking place. We can't look at someone and say you're not, because we also know, if you, as we were talking about genetics earlier, you can look blood and blue eyes and still be genetically attached, because we can't look at your genetics by looking at your face, because we talked about the fact that we as a people, the dark-skinned people, can produce children of any color. And we don't know what else has transpired in that line to make people look the way they look. So
just like
those people over there say, we can't be because we are who we are. We can't look at anybody else and say, you're not, because I'm looking at the way you look.
Right.
Only the Father truly knows, and we're not going to be able to go around and genetically test everybody, and it's not for us to do anyway.
Right. Right. That's so true. That is so true. don't know. Like I said, we just don't need to be crazy about it. Just, you know, be humble in our understanding and, yeah. But, like, it's good, just good to know that you're a part of something and that. And I haven't even taken my did any DNA, but I was looking at well, basically, I know they say it comes from your father's side, so I know they're Indians, but it's black in there somewhere. I don't know where. But because I was asking my mom, okay, where's the blacks? Who's black side? I got to ask my sister because she knows more about, because she grew up more around the family, that side of the family than I did, because when my mom brought us here when I was like 2. So, and she grew up like that. So I want to ask her, you know, who, because I do have ancestry.com. A page as well, so I just want to find out where they started, where the black part of that family started at. That's what I need to find.
Well, you know, Cheryl, I was quite surprised when I got mine back because I don't know, I still don't know a lot about my mother's family past a couple of generations. And I'm working on a family genealogy on that right now. But I was always under the impression, well, I was told, and looking at my family, my mother's family, that there was a lot of Indian, Native American in our family.
Right.
But that shows up nowhere. I have.
You know why?
Because
you know
my
why?
Father was, I think it's because it didn't come from my father's side.
You know, and a lot of times it's because of their the structure of their DNA, because their DNA shows is different. Somebody explain how that works. But no, I know that my father's side. I know that they're Native American because, like, when my father got sick and they found out he was a diabetic and he had to have surgery on his foot because they had to, like, I think remove a toe or something, and then they had him in doing treatments on him in a nursing home, and what they was doing, my stepmother said, I could do that at home. And so she went to the council, the Indian council on the reservation, and to tell them, look, I can do what they're doing at home. So they went to the whoever and had him released, you know. Mm-hmm. Everything they did was under the Indian Council, so that's how I know that they are.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now my mother's side, they say they part Blackfoot. I don't know about that because they was never attached to any reservations when my father and his people were. Mm-hmm. But like I said, there's some black in there somewhere. I just don't know who it is. Yeah, I know. Like, I kind of traced them back to South Carolina, somewhere over in there.
Yeah,
anyway.
I traced my family back, my father's family back into. They came to Texas from North Carolina, but they go back into Virginia. And
yeah, okay.
My mother's family comes from Virginia. I trace them back into Virginia. And then after that, I can't.
Yeah, that's where my grandmother's people are from, Virginia. Kings and Queens County, Virginia. Yeah. Isn't that something? And they say, and a lot of them say, if your family... you can trace your family back to Virginia, most likely, you know, you're automatically probably, you know, you are, because that's where the main, the place that they, you know, most slaves were processed in was through Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's.
I'm waiting on some genealogy information from my older cousin who has my father's family's family tree, and he's supposed to be getting that to me. So I'm really looking forward to getting into that. And see, that's what I mean. I'm getting all this information in the natural realm about my physical family, and then I'm getting all this stuff in the spiritual realm and who the greater family is. And it's like you have to have some time to try to sort all this stuff out.
Yeah. It's I tell you, it's a lot. It really is a lot. Yeah, really is a lot. Yeah, but I'm really looking forward to like I said, Pesach coming up, the new year coming up, all that other good stuff.
Yeah.
Coming up. Unleavened bread. And all that other good stuff.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to Pesach this year. Because there is so much, I mean, the year, when you look at the beginning of Yah's year, and if you look at it the way we used to look at the world's year, you stop to take stock of what happened the previous year. Well, this year at Pesach, I can look back and see what a great journey that he has taken me on in this last year.
So yeah.
It's been mind-blowing for me this year. So all I can say is it's just a blessing. It's a miracle.
It is. It is. Woo. Yeah. I mean, he's revealing so much. You know, it's something is going on. I don't know what it is. You know, I always said that that some kind of way that however things were set up back in a certain way back in the day is going to kind of go back that way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why there are not going to be any borders, because those in Mexico and all that will come over. Because, I don't know, I just have a feeling it's going to kind of be set back up the way it was, you know.
Well, everything is supposed to be restored.
Yeah.
And that's biblical, that it'll be the restoration of all things. And I don't think it's just going to happen, you know, all of a sudden. I think it's going to be, but things are happening so fast. And, you know, I don't know if it's happening, if I think it's happening fast because now I'm seeing it, or whether it's just really happening that fast and I'm succumbing to it. But either way, you can see that there is a real, there's a speeding up of things in that restoration process. Because when you look at the number of people who are coming into the knowledge of the truth, and it's happening every day. There's new people coming. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But I am excited about this whole thing, about this journey. And however, you know, even if I'm able to do my DNA, and if not, I'm just excited about the journey, you know, going along the journey and walking in Yah's Torah, you know, because like he said, any man who wants to follow his Torah can. That's, I think, Isaiah, the 56th chapter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking forward to that, you know, and to letting other people know, you know, hey, this is who you are. Yeah.
Because everybody needs to know.
Are. Walk proudly in who you are and walk in your Father's commandments. Hey, if people only knew If they only knew. If they only knew. Yep. That's what I say. You know, I think, and I think a lot of these young people walking around there with the pants below their behind, and these women is walking around half dressed. Once they know that they're a part of something that is truly great, that it would change, you know, the way they do things. You know what I mean?
It changed their whole mindset.
Yeah.
Because the current system has convinced them that they are nothing. They'll never amount to anything. If they really know that who they really are, that they are of a great people, it has to change them. I just believe in that. Like I say, that's my always been my dilemma. How do we get to these people? And I know there's only a remnant, but I also know that there are people out there who are part of that remnant who have not heard the truth yet. And I believe I know that's what we've been told to do. We're supposed to share it.
Yes, we are. We are. Yep. But I'm just excited about this whole thing. I can't wait till we have more information revealed to us. That's what I'm looking for, just more information revealed to us. Well, like you said, we need to process everything I'm learning right now. And then, but usually I'm pretty good with that, though. You know, I very seldom get overwhelmed, you know, because, you know, I guess because I process as I learn. So, but, yeah, I'm really looking forward to finding out, you know. It would really be nice to know, like a lot of them say, I'm from this tribe and I'm from that tribe. But you know what? That's even hard to tell. Because if all of Shem's descendants and all of Abraham's descendants have the E1B1A haplotype, then it's still kind of hard to say who you really are. Not unless the tribe that migrated into Africa, you know, left some kind of information of what tribe they really came from. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
Now I know there is a lot of Judah up in there, you know, but from what I'm understanding, there is also a lot of Benjamin up in there, and we know Levi is definitely in South Africa.
Yeah, we know. Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
We know Levi's there.
Mhm. Yep, we know he's in South Africa. So just by his trait, you know. So anyway, yeah. But it's going to be really exciting to see what the Father reveals, you know, what he really reveals. Because, I mean, information, and what it say in Daniel about the knowledge would increase. Isn't that Daniel? Yeah.
Yes. And, you know, it's almost become my byword that every time I learn something, it's like more is being revealed. And that's what scripture says, that the knowledge is going to be increased and stuff is being revealed to us every day. So,
I have a question. Has our brother that you always talk to, is he seeing anything yet?
No, I haven't heard from him, and I've been thinking about him this week, and I guess I'm going to have to make the next move and see what's going on with him.
But you know what, though, right along with you, I can send him some information that I have, an email, because sometimes it takes, you know, because, you know, you guys are so close. It takes somebody, well, I can't say like we're not close, but it takes somebody else on the outside to get that same information. So I can email him some information.
All right. And the thing about it is, I know he monitors my Facebook page, because...
Is he on Facebook?
Yeah, he's on Facebook.
I didn't know he was on Facebook.
I'll send you his Facebook link.
Okay. No, I didn't know he was a whoa. I wish I would have known that. I would have been. Yeah.
Yeah, he's on Facebook. Yeah, I'll send,
yeah, send me his link. Yeah, I can. Okay. Yeah, because I got a lot of info. Because I watch YouTube a lot, because I don't watch TV. And so I find all this information, like, whoa, look at this, look at that, you know?
Yep.
Well, anyway, our time is winding down. This was a good conversation. And we, you know, it's something that, you know, that we can discuss on and on and on and on, because, like I said, every day it seems like we learn more and more and more. So, and like always, it was a pleasure to be here having this conversation with you, because, we need to know all this stuff. We really need to know all this stuff. Yeah, information we really need to know. And like I said, not be prideful about it, but to walk in it and be humble and share and do what the Most High calls us to do.
Right.
Yeah. So anything else you want to say before we close out?
No, I really enjoyed this. I hope it's been a help to someone. And I'm just looking forward to seeing what y'all are going to reveal to me the next time.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So with that, you guys, because we're running out of time, we're going to say shalom, shalom till Thursday. All right. See you guys Thursday morning. All right.